All right, Craig, thank you. 5:06 on the Central Coast on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. I'm Dave Congleton. In about an hour, I'm going to introduce you to my conservative older brother, Bruce. I'll explain the story when he checks in with us. Next week marks 50 years for Pete Evans living in San Luis Obispo. I invited him to come in and talk about the news of Charles Shoes closing down. They've been around almost as much as Pete has. And then I saw the Facebook post by Supervisor Compton, her reaction to this proposed ordinance Heidi Harmon is pushing to phase out natural gas appliances in San Luis Obispo. They're going to take it up in September. If you didn't hear it last time, here it is again. Lynn Compton saying about Heidi Harmon, "This is so beyond ridiculous. I don't see how Heidi Harmon stays in office. Her ideas are beyond the fringe on everything. Banning statues of people in the parks, trying to kick Amazon out of San Luis Obispo, and the big red fake roses in her hair every day. What's up with that? She's a joke. So ridiculous, and the city council's just as bad. I hope people wake up. I hope you'll wake up and listen to Pete Evans, because here he is." Hey, Pete.
Hello, Dave. Good
How
to see
are you,
you
sir?
Again. I'm fine.
What was it like 50 years ago in San Luis Obispo? What do you remember?
I remember almost everybody complaining that there was almost nothing to do here, such as, you know, nightlife, cultural stuff. And I had a ball here because I had a big gang of friends and we had plenty to do. And there were a few things going on here. And I think a lot of that chat was from people who came from L.A., San Francisco, and, you know, there's oodles of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
And then as we have gotten, well, I've got all kinds of neutral and then negative words to describe our evolution to where we are today.
Just make them clean. That's all I ask.
A number of past city councils managed over a few years to wipe out one of the best parades the side of the Mississippi, our Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah.
They wiped out La Fiesta. The Christmas parade is boring as hell. So kind of as a town, we have almost nothing to do now. Except go drink. Thank God for Linnaeus pioneering that whole thing where people could hang out and you didn't have to be a booze drinker. But it's changed a lot. And then, of course, all the stores, except we had a Sears downtown, really cool Sears. Oh, we had, what's that other one that's like Sears?
Pennies.
Pennies. We had a Pennies downtown.
Ross has just left the downtown to go out to Madonna Plaza.
And
now Charles Shoes is closing.
Yep.
What do you think about that? They've been around for as long as you have.
Yeah, it's sad. And I'm not a big patron of Charles Shoes, but it's sad to see these places dwindle. All kinds of restaurants are closing. Of course, they're new ones, but I think it's tough in this corporate age.
I was trying to think of what's left. Beverly's is downtown. A restaurant, not a bar,
right,
not a chain store. What's left?
Jeez.
Beverly's.
Yeah.
And probably a couple others I'm forgetting, but not much.
Right. The old-timers will remember Hannah Hardware right across the street from Linnaeus. Farmer's Hardware on Higuera just below Napomo. That was a great place. God, I can't even remember all the places that I used to frequent.
But I guess, Pete, times change. Generations change. We had our time, and now there's a new generation coming
along.
That's
true. But I bet if you found a thoughtful young person, you described what used to be, and some of them are knowledgeable and thoughtful, they go, well, damn, what happened? So the fact that times change, quote, progress, doesn't always mean good. Often means bad. And almost all the housing in town was individually built stuff. Now we're getting wiped out in housing trash, kind of like Bakersfield before long.
And now here we go. This is the KSBY report. Natural gas-powered appliances could soon become relics in the city of San Luis Obispo if the city council passes an ordinance aimed at making the city carbon neutral. The San Luis Obispo City Council wants to lead the charge transitioning from natural gas to electric power in all new structures. There you go, Pete.
Well, I have some technical background and knowledge, but I don't know what this is about, except they are counting on some kind of carbon neutral production of electricity, I suppose. And I think if they gave everybody solar panels, that would be great. everybody knows electrical appliances cost a lot more to run than gas. Some people don't like to cook on electric. I don't. I like to cook on gas. I like a flame.
Yeah.
Much more controllable. But I don't know about all the details, all the staff research and this and that. It could be that they are planning on somehow this being comparably priced. But
everything in the KSBY article says it's going to cost more. City leaders want to update the city building code to require all new residential and non-residential buildings to support only electric. Electric Oasis owner says that electric is not a big seller for us. Everything here is pretty much natural gas. And the guy from Idlers agreed. Yeah. About 80% of dryer sales at Idlers are natural gas-powered appliances. And that, yeah.
Yeah, way cheaper.
Yeah.
And, anybody out there who has an electric heater in their home, why don't you call in during the call-in time and tell us about your electric bill?
We'll get there. And what about what Supervisor Compton came out this afternoon and said about Mayor Harmon?
Right.
She didn't pull any punches.
I don't agree with Supervisor on every issue, but that comment is pretty much echoes my feelings for our lovely mayor. And the fact that, well, it was a landslide for the mayor and her people at the last election, which is highly disappointing. And I hope the political pundits will come up with some answers for that. But
why do you agree with Supervisor Compton?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she right about the mayor?
Well, and she also commented about the council. Of course, there's at least one new member, but I have found this mayor, this council, even more resistant than previous councils, and many of them were really difficult, even more resistant to hear anything that doesn't please them and echo their latest fantasy. I think they completely reject the public at every turn unless it massages their ego. And I think that's just, it's a killer for democracy. So I'm very disenchanted.
That era of the small independent businesses, it's gone from San Luis, isn't it? We're not going to see those days again.
Right. And cutesy little modest home-built homes, blah, 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 all that. Gone for, they're tearing down houses like mad, building complexes. I just heard a report in NPR, it's happening all across the country. Everybody has gone absolutely crazy to build housing, and they don't care what it does to the planet. Anybody with that's got their ear to the news should have heard at least one of the multiple reports lately about the UN report saying we're losing habitat, wildlife, endangered species are at higher risk all the time. Habitat loss.
Wildlife has decreased by 50%.
Yeah. And habitat loss. And all these housing tracts, all the stuff that our so-called left-wing council and all the others across the land are idiots in the state legislature mandating that we build on every piece of dirt, are going to exacerbate this issue.
Pete Evans is visiting Hometown Radio. Talk a little bit about the closing of Charles Shoes downtown after 50 years. Talking a little bit about natural gas and what's spewing between a county supervisor and a mayor. We'll come back and chat some more because they're all emblematic of larger issues, folks. And that's why we're talking about it. Dave Congleton, Pete Evans, and you. That's all I need. This is Hometown Radio. Live 18 on Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. Glad to have Pete Evans in studio with me. Let's take a call. We've got former San Luis City Council member Keith Gurney joining us now. Keith, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. Keith, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind, Keith?
Pete, it's great to hear you. It's great to hear you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm going to give you a couple other names of businesses that used to be downtown. I'd love to see your reaction. Scrubby and Lloyd's.
Yep.
Yep. Bill's Donuts.
Which one was that one? Is that the one by the county building?
That's the one where McClinic's went in.
Okay.
United Meat Market. The
Light Bakery. Nope.
The Light Bakery.
No, I've only been here since 87.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, we've lost a lot of local businesses, and they're going away in droves.
Really?
But
Keith, do you remember the Great Western? Is that what it was called?
Oh, yeah.
In Hagera?
Oh, yeah.
Middle of town?
Yep. But it's remarkable what's happening here. It's just remarkable.
Losing all of our charm.
It's hard to understand, you know. The loss of Charles Shoes, which was an institution in this town, is pretty much a symptom of the disease that's afflicting us. They mentioned that the lack of parking in the downtown was one of the reasons that they decided to go out of business. And I started looking at these things, and you start wondering what's going on in the minds of our city council. We had two huge hotels built on public parking lots without replacing the public parking. Then they start looking at building a parking structure on the Pomo and Monterey, which is going to shut down, and they should have built that a long time ago, which is going to shut down another 180 parking spaces in the downtown. They approved a project that's going to wipe out all the parking by Chipino's, by the Creamery. And then you have this building being proposed at the corner of Charo and Marsh, which is the old Riley's, the old Copeland's.
Yep.
75 feet tall, 20 feet taller than the two new tall hotels that are being developed right now, with six stories. And I don't know if anybody can remember this, but in the 1970s, the city of San Luis Obispo cut the parking requirements by half over anywhere else. So if you were to build that building anywhere else in the town, it would have required over 190 parking places. But in downtown, it requires about 90-some-odd parking spaces. Guess how many parking spaces this behemoth of a building would provide?
I'm going to guess zero.
11.
That's close.
Wow. 11.
So, does not compute. It's just tragic to see that they're destroying our downtown.
What about the natural gas proposal, Keith? You got any thoughts on that?
I think they need to go see a psychiatrist. It's nuts. It's nuts. You know, I mean, every new restaurant that opens in San Luis Obispo will now be required to have electric cooking. And everybody knows that restaurants much more love gas cooking. It's crazy. It's crazy. A lot of these experimental policies are just, they're getting ground in this town with this city council. And that's, I guess, what we just have to accept unless we're going to resist it.
And any thoughts on what, I don't know if you heard what Supervisor Compton said about Mayor Harmon?
I think you know how I feel about Mayor Harmon.
Yeah.
You know, your show last night with Stu Jenkins was spectacular.
Thank you.
It's just remarkable what's happening with this police department and the cover-up that's occurring. And, a police chief forgets her gun, and now we're seeing families being split up by invading the wrong house and charges being recommended to the district attorney to prosecute the person who found the gun and returned it.
It's all nuts.
Does not compute.
Yeah, it's all nuts. Pete, you want to comment?
Yeah, I wonder if there's some kind of statute comment about when you find something and when you return it. Does that have to be 1 minute?
Stu was explaining it today. It just, the law says a reasonable period of time.
How long was the difference? What was it?
24 hours.
24. Okay. Whatever. Yeah.
So. Should have required a search warrant, and, you know, it's just they just don't understand. The city does not understand that when they're in a hole, quit digging. They keep digging, and they're looking worse and worse and worse by the minute, and they can't see it.
Sadly, I have to agree with you, Keith. I appreciate your call very much, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us. Off the KVEC text line, the Stahlberg KVEC text line, here's a long, let's read the short one first. I recently put in an induction cooktop that I never knew I would love more than gas, but I do. So far, I mostly agree with Pete. I still have a gas cooktop and like the option of using it. Mm-hmm. You should have the option to use gas, shouldn't you?
Yeah. The thing is about induction ones, you need a special pan to go with that. So now all your pans are out of it.
Second text message on the Stahlberg Law KVC text line. Critical of Mayor Harmon. She's not a mayor. She's trying to be a politician. She won because she got 2,000 votes from Cal Poly students who aren't permanent residents. This person does not like the mayor. She's openly partisan as a mayor and draws a line partial to the Democrats. Unpopular with the mayor. Although we could probably sit here for the next half hour and people could call in and say how much they like the mayor, right?
But the mayor is very unpopular with many Democrats and true progressives. So it is not split right down the, it's not a party line thing.
Pete Evans is on this broadcast. We're talking about Charles Schuh's closing after more than 50 years in the downtown. And Keith Gurney threw in the fact that one of the reasons they're closing down is the parking issue.
Everybody I talk to, I walk every day in town, and everybody I meet, whether I know them or they're strangers, they're upset with the current trends, traffic jams, parking, all this stuff. And I guess the city council is trying to beat us into all riding bikes, but not everybody wants to ride a bike all the time.
I got to ask you, what do you think of the hotel going up on Palm Street next to the Palm Theater?
I don't like any of those things. I think they're totally out of character with our town.
It's huge, isn't it?
And I've been struggling with that for, what's it been, 8 years? And probably would have been up years ago, except for the recession. But it's been a bogus deal, and this goes way before this current council and mayor. This is Jan Marks and previous people that were just as dismissive of the public at every turn when we came and had questions. I remember one day going there and for everybody's information, a story pole is a physical stick you hold up in the air and you go, this is how high my roof will be.
Right.
This is how high this tree will be when it's mature. That's a story pole. So when they wanted to do that hotel, we asked the council to mandate sometime when they would have story poles held up and we could all go look. And we could really see the true scope of this thing. They refused. Nice going, city council. Insisting on keeping us ignorant. And that was not this council, previous councils.
Pete Evans, pulling no punches. That's why we're glad he's here. We're glad you're here, too. We got news, traffic, weather. Then we'll open up the phone lines and invite your phone calls. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. Welcome back to Hometown Radio. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. My guest is Pete Evans. Next week marks 50 years that he has lived in San Luis Obispo. We're talking about a couple of different things. Obviously, Charles Schuh's closing down. But you also heard Keith Gurney call in and talk about the fact that we've lost two large parking areas in the downtown. We lost Court Street, and we lost whatever they call the space over there by the Palm Theater. And neither one of those places have yet to be replaced. So we're talking a little bit about that. We're also talking about the fact that it looks like the city council is going to take up the issue of whether or not they should ban natural gas-powered appliances in San Luis Obispo. on all new residential and commercial buildings, you would have, they would force you to use electric. So we're talking about that as well. Also, earlier today, Supervisor Lynn Compton publicly attacked Heidi Herman. We welcome your phone calls on any of this and more, because it all points, I think, to the same issue about the changes in San Luis Obispo. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. We invite your participation in the conversation. You've been here 50 years, so when did it start changing?
You know, I'm not sure, but I would just toss out perhaps mid-80s to early 90s. Started to get to be dramatic. I think that's when the big boxes were starting to pressure access Walmart.
Let's go to Dean in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, I own a downtown business. I don't want to draw a lot of attention to me, but I recently closed downtown and moved out in the Marigold area. And there are a few things that concern me about this current gas issue.
Okay.
Wanting to do away with it. One is, you know, the current council doesn't want to listen to anybody. They just are going to do their thing. I think the only way that we're going to stop anything like this is to show up in mass and say, you know, we've had enough of it. But I have a couple of questions. One is, remember when you had a discussion not too long ago about electricity and these new buy-in groups that the city wanted to do?
The community service.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money. You know, who's going to get a kickback by more electricity? The other is, it's not just the current staff, but I mean the current council, but it's the staff that pushes a lot of this stuff. And that needs to be looked at, because a lot of this does not make sense economically, because the economic impact on small business and employees, because I have 22 employees, they're all going to be affected if this goes through. And many of them will lose their job. And there's no urgency about this. They want to do it January 1st. It doesn't have to be done next year.
What's their hurry?
At least business.
What's their hurry?
Businesses need to plan. And it doesn't make sense that they want to do it so quick, other than to get it done and get it off their plate, and nobody can, you know, bite their butt for it. But I know that people lose jobs. Think of the number of people that deal with gas, selling, repairing, fixing, running gas lines. And when is the last time we saw a brownout or a blackout with gas supply?
I think people should have the option of gas.
I do too.
Call me old-fashioned. Pete, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, I think so. But once again, as I mentioned 40 minutes ago, I don't know all the background here, and it could be that there will be some way to offset the extra costs, and either convenience or inconvenience, you know, without seeing a staff report or even talking to anybody. I just heard about it today. So
yeah,
there could be a lot of other information.
I've read the full context of it, but there's no description of economic impact on the city or small business or employees who are going to lose their job because of what they're wanting to do.
Who would lose their job?
Well, I'll give you an example. I sell fireplaces.
Oh.
And okay. I sell a lot of gas fireplaces. If they say no more, that's going to impact a lot of my employees.
Yeah. All right, Dan.
And think of every plumber that's out there that you know, runs gas lines to homes.
Right.
There's a lot of economic impact, but they're not talking about that. It's just they have a very narrow view, and it's very short-sighted, not long-term.
I'm glad you called, Dean. Thank you very much. We will talk again. We go to Mark in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, Mark.
The way you guys can determine the current small businesses downtown is, and how long they're going to last, look at their current leases. I've just, every lease that comes up, they're gone. And I think that trend is, I haven't heard of many renewables on the small businesses downtown. So I think this trend is going to go fast. I don't know what cycle the leases are in, but they will, I think, the other thing, Dave, you didn't mention the amount of construction that's taken, besides taking the parking away, the amount of construction that's gone on for these small businesses. I mean, I went to go to the show one time at the downtown cinemas. I just drove up to the Galaxy in a Tascadero. I feel kind of guilty about that. But I just pulled right in and walked in and went to the show, and the seats were comfortable.
Yeah.
But as far as the lack of choices, this is your democratic socialistic government in play. They vote 5-0 on the council, and I think you're going to see there's going to be less and less choices because less and less civil liberties because they've decided what's good for us. And, you know, they don't want you to drive, and they want to put you on a bicycle. I haven't even still seen the bicycle. What, they were going to do that on Broad Street, Dave? They still haven't built that, have they?
The Broad Street? What do you mean?
Remember the expressway from Foothill to downtown? That hasn't been built.
That was going to be on Truro.
But, you know, the telling thing was these new projects going in, the city manager, besides your PUD fee you have to pay to live there, the city is putting a one-time lifetime tax per home on there because they don't have the money, they say, to support them. So let's say you're buying you're buying a $500,000 house. So your taxes are going to be $600 a month. Your PUD fee will be $150 a month. Your city assessment for the lifetime will be $100 a month. And your insurance fees are going to be $100. You're going to pay $100. You're going to pay $950 on your affordable house, and you haven't moved into it.
All right. Let's get a comment. Mark, thank you. Any thoughts?
Yeah. It's kind of outrageous. I mean, the whole housing thing is a real scene. All these extra fees make it unbearable, not to mention the cost of that $500K.
Mark, thank you. We've got Tony at Tascadero on KVEC. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, some of the stuff, I mean, the guy that just called with his business, I mean, we bought a wood-burning stove back in the day, and, you know, then they say, well, you can't burn wood. Now you're going to have to go to natural gas. And they even said, hey, guess what? If you convert to natural gas, we're going to give you X amount of dollars towards the replacement of your wood-burning stove. So then you convert to the natural gas. And they say, no, you're going to have to change to an electric. We're going to give you money back to change from the gas to the electric. Okay. So the power goes out. Now, I live in a Tascadero. I can burn wood in my stove, so I can keep the house warm if I need to. If natural gas goes out, then obviously I still have the stove. But it kind of reminds me of the episode of All in the Family where Archie gets upset because they tell you to buy the electric toaster, they tell you to buy their microwave, the TV, this and that, and then all of a sudden you have a crunch and you're not supposed to use power. Now you've got to cut back. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They're pushing you into directions that you're never going to be able to get out of.
One thing
I'm surprised they haven't banned outside barbecues like they did up in the Bay Area.
Oh, that's probably on the horizon. We'll talk about that. Tony, thanks for the call. What were you going to say, Pete?
One thing we haven't touched on yet is the insecurity about power supply. Our major energy provider is in bankruptcy. And now we're talking about mandating electrical devices.
Pete Evans on Hometown Radio, almost 50 years in this community. We got Jerry in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Aside from the inefficiency of an electric stove, and something like 3-1 as far as heat, you don't get something for nothing when you turn on your electric. The energy does come from carbon sources. And if you have solar, especially in the wintertime, after 3:30, 4 o'clock, the energy falls off remarkably. And if everybody turned on an electric stove and an electric dryer at 5:30 at night, we'd have a power outage. There isn't enough power to run California on electric stoves.
Yep.
And it goes back to Dean's call. I can't help but wonder, Pete, about this new community power source coming along, and all of a sudden the city wants to ban gas and make everybody go electric.
Yeah, how convenient.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jerry.
You don't get something for nothing, and you're not going to have more than 50% solar in 20, 25 years. You're still going to have natural gas and other sources. We're shutting down the Diablo, and we're not going to have a surplus of power available for everybody to cook. An electric oven's 5,000-6,000 watts. An electric dryer's 5,000-6,000 watts. It's not a coffee pot. It's not a stove pot.
Yeah. Well said, Jerry. Thank you. Good to hear from you. We go to Barbara in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Barbara.
This is a very interesting topic. I have not heard the entire hour, but I do think as we look at the problems in downtown, we have to recognize that brick-and-mortar stores in general across the country are struggling. The malls and the bigger communities are also struggling to have many vacancies, which makes it actually all that much more important that we, as a downtown and a community, create a friendly environment so it is somewhere where people want to shop and want to be. If there's no parking, if we make it difficult, people will not come. As it is, we're going online so much anyhow. So I think that's one of the factors in the downtown businesses that are going out, but I think it's only one of the factors.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be real aware that instead we need to be much more friendly to local businesses. And it doesn't seem like that's happening. So that's really unfortunate.
Pete, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree completely. Those of you who might want to add a bedroom or put up a fence in your backyard, I want to raise this point. And the city hammers you about setback. Why don't you remind them about all the new fancy commercial establishments downtown that are right on the sidewalk? 22 Choro, that abomination out there, is a brand new one on Lower Marsh, right on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Where's the setback? So they can, we can have a potted plant or sit down on a bench. Nothing.
Yeah.
No parking, no setback, nothing for the businesses. But I assume that we will be hammered if we don't have 6 or 10 feet setback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just disappointing that so many of the city policies are so unfriendly to businesses in general and to many of the residents. Some of the policies that the current city council may want to implement may have great intentions, but nevertheless, they're really hurting individuals and actually raising the prices of housing by being so restrictive and adding additional fees. So there's some tough questions. I just hope that there can be some viable alternative candidates that come forward in the future for leadership of the city that may have some fresh ideas and are truly viable candidates that people will get behind.
All right, Barbara, thank you very much for calling in. We got Bob in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Bob.
As far as the lack of parking and the lack of independent businesses downtown, they're kind of interrelated, and a connection to past city councils is also ingrained in there. And I would point towards consolidation of ownership of the buildings in the downtown area. When you have more and more buildings owned by fewer and fewer entities, there becomes a monopolistic type of approach to how leases are figured and even the requirements for renting a building. Having had a very tiny little business downtown, I was very fortunate to have a landlord, building owner, who was very proponent of somebody trying their hand at a business. I got accused one time of another business owner downtown of running a hobby business. And I looked at him, I go, so what's the problem? I mean, am I taking business away from you by having a hobby business? And, he couldn't answer, but he was trying to make me feel like I was less than anybody else who was operating a little business downtown. But if you look at what the Copelands have done in their ownership downtown, the properties they've purchased, the buildings they put up, the parking they've done away with, the political contributions they made, there's, they've had politicians in their back pocket for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the major considerations for what's going on downtown.
All right, Bob. He disagree?
Yeah, I agree. Like, Copeland's have been a largely detrimental effect
Bob, thank you. Mike is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Mike.
Dave, how are you?
Good, Mike. What's up?
I wanted to call in because as a longtime business owner in town, I'm the owner of Audio Ecstasy. We used to be downtown, and we're now over on Broad Street.
That's right.
And if had my druthers, everybody would like to have been downtown. Of course, we had to park and other issues there, but it's been amazing to see the changes in town over the past couple of decades. And it's kind of sad to see some of the longtime residents go over to other locations in town over the years.
Yeah, what a great place you were downtown. I should have mentioned that earlier. It was fantastic.
Yeah, we're still hanging in there, but it's sad to see other longtime businesses that have had to leave downtown. It's kind of hard to understand. And another quick comment, Dave. You know, having lived in various parts of the state, because I actually live in Southern California myself, but I'm up here all the time. There are other parts of the state, like Central Valley, where the residents are kind of moved into electric appliances because of utility rates. But the other main reason for the emphasis on electric can only be cost to the consumer for the initial appliance, but it doesn't take anything else into consideration for usage, blackouts, other factors. So I agree with your other callers on that.
All right.
Because if it's just a cost drive to make the appliances cheaper for the builders or for other factors here, that's a real poor reason to put it in that kind of a regulation or drive in town. And I'll sign off.
All right, Mike, thank you. Off the Stahlberg Law KVC text line, listener reminding us, no one has mentioned the number one expense in all electric homes, water heaters. Pete's nodding his head.
Yeah, I've never had an electric one. And, you know, there are some advantages to electric devices. You don't need so much exhaust ducting, so on and so forth. Fire danger is probably down, except there are electrical fires. But the energy consumption is fantastic. Heaters, any kind of a heater is just outrageous.
We got a Jeff at Arroyo Grande. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah,
hi,
I was
Jeff.
Calling regarding. Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go.
Yeah, I was calling regarding the proposal by the mayor of San Luis, Heidi Harmon, to ban the natural gas and take in consideration that it is a lot more efficient, like natural gas, like versus electricity. Combined with the fact that, I mean, there's a lot of buses that you see the sticker on the back says that it's running on natural gas. I think a lot of garbage companies use natural gas vehicles as well. So, I mean, everybody, most people know that natural gas is tremendously more efficient than electricity. So it doesn't make any sense whatsoever for the city to ban natural gas. And the points that were brought up by the people on your show earlier, like, you know, cooking, most people like cooking with natural gas, so that's going to definitely present a problem for restaurants. And I mean, there's even a company that makes natural gas products. It's a big employer in San Luis. So anyway, so keep up the good work, and
all right, Jeff, one. Thank you for calling. I've got a quick comment from Ron in San Luis. Hey, Ron.
Hey, hi. Hey, one thing I was to bring up about the natural gas. San Luis being a tourist destination, a lot of the hotels that have pools, how are you supposed to heat those pools? They heat them with natural gas.
Is that true?
If you take that away, there's electricity. You couldn't have enough electric heaters to get those warm enough. And I'm just saying, you got to think of the whole picture. And there's no other practical way to keep those pools warm, and they do bring in tourists. Sometimes with a pool, people have kids, and they want to stay there because of it.
Sure. All right, Ron, thanks for pointing that out. While Pete Evans puts together a final thought, we'll take a break.
Now, back to Dave.
Well, here are some notes that I am making to myself. I'm making a note not to invite Lynn Compton and Heidi Harmon to the same party. I'm making a note that this natural gas ban will be taken up by the San Luis City Council in September. I guarantee you we'll cover it and we'll let you know. In terms of the downtown, I don't know what we can say, Pete. Things happen, things change. You and I were both lucky enough to enjoy a different kind of San Luis Obispo.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not leaving. I don't think you're, I hope you're not leaving. But we have to adjust to the fact the new generation, it seems to be calling the shots, and they clearly have a different vision for what the town should be.
I'm not so sure of that.
All right.
I think they're just caught up in the tidal wave of events. I look back to my youth, and so many things are long gone, and just not, you know, the Helms trucks, so many things not part of our culture anymore. Ice cream man going up and down the street, and all the kids screaming.
Oh, they're in a Roy Grande. Come on down to AG. We got them in a Roy Grande.
And there's a couple of blocks in Bakersfield that happened, but pretty much gone.
Final thoughts.
Yeah. Those of you, a lot of discontent with our city council, our mayor, and some of these things, call the council. Get involved. Call them and say, just tell me what you're doing. Don't yell at them. Ask them what they're doing and why. What's this deal about the gas, the electricity? And find out what the reason is. I'm sure there is some rational reason, whether or not any of us would agree.
It's climate change.
Well, yeah. One caller said gas is more efficient. That isn't necessarily so. It's cheaper. If they can make electricity cheaper and dependable.
All right, Pete.
Everybody's stoked.
Thank you. News, traffic, weather. Get ready. My brother is up next.